I think almost in every country in the world, there's some kind of invisible or less visible teacher shortage, almost like an iceberg where you can't see much of the iceberg. It's underwater. But in the figures that we release, we're looking really at the tip of the iceberg and the most visible part of teacher shortages. Basically, we're looking at primary school teachers, looking at whether there's enough primary teachers to meet the goal of educating all children by 2015.
And why is this occurring? Is it because of lack of training?
Well, actually, that's an interesting point, because it's a combination of several factors. One is that there aren't enough teachers at present, and more teachers need to be trained, or more teachers need to be recruited. But at the same time, it's especially noticeable in countries that are falling short of providing a place for every child in primary education. And especially in those countries, we also find that the number of children is growing very rapidly. So these countries, predominantly in sub-Saharan Africa, but also in South Asia, have kind of a double task. They have to bring in enough teachers to bring in children who are left out, excluded from schooling, but also to meet the growing number of children that want to enter school.
Is the shortage of teachers a chronic problem?
It's something that we've seen for a long time, but we've also seen that in terms of trying to address the problem of teacher shortages, we've also seen that there are countries which are able to expand their teaching forces rapidly enough to be able to address this problem. So, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa, there's countries like Mozambique, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, that in the last 10 years have been able to rapidly expand teaching forces, and if they continue to do so at the same rate of growth, they'll be able to ensure education for all children.
I imagine primary school teachers would need to even educate themselves more with technology increasing around the world. Do they need to learn more so that they can teach more?
Well, that's an interesting point as well. You know, we have to think about teaching forces as representing really a wide age band of different teachers. Those teachers who are coming out of teacher training now and who might actually be better trained, for example, in the use of technology in the classroom, they represent only a small part of those teachers in the teaching force. So there is an issue about ongoing in-service training of teachers to bring them up to speed on the use of new technologies.
Albert Motivans of UNESCO. This is Jerry Adams reporting.